it's me, Wally, again, and I just want to talk to you about what happens if you forget your password. Now, the first thing you might want to do is go to the actual student portal page. If you don't know how to go to that, you can always go back to our ChristianLeadersInstitute.org site, and you can type in student login, and it will take you to the place where you need to log in. But what if I forgot my password? Now, you can put in your email address, and if it's not there, you'll run into an error, obviously. Invalid login, please try again. So what you're going to want to do is click on forgotten your username or password. So let's search my email username, which is my email address. Search. It says if you supplied the correct username or email address, then an email should have been sent to you. It contains easy instructions to confirm and complete this password change. If you continue to have difficulty, please contact the site administrator, at which point then you would actually go to our help desk area, click there, and then you can get help from there. Otherwise, go to your email now, and here it is up front, help desk via CLI, Christian Leaders Institute password reset request. Now, if you don't find this, the first thing I would recommend is you check into your spam email. If you don't find it there, a lot of times Gmail will separate things out, so you'll want to hit all mail here. And then you'll find everything. That includes spam, that includes everything that should be in there. So Christian Leaders Institute password reset. It says a password reset was requested for your account at Christian Leaders Institute. To confirm this request and set up a new password for your account, please go to the following web address. What you do is you're going to want to click this. If you don't have the option to click it, you can just copy and paste it in your URL, and it'll take you to the same place. And here it'll ask you to reset your password. So I'm going to reset my password now, and I'm going to save the changes. And it will take you right in to your My Home area. I'm going to go ahead and log out, and I'm going to test that to see if it now has my new password. If you notice right up here in the top right-hand corner is where you'll find the login button. If you ever find yourself on this page, you'll want to look up here to click here. And actually, by the way, if you're on your phone, it will be like this right up at the top. So you'll want to click login. And then I'm going to want to try my new password there and make sure that I get in. And I'm in. Now, if you have any other questions, remember to look on our Frequently Asked Questions page before you email helpdesk. There's a lot more answers on there, and it'll be updating every day, and you'll be able to get your answers a lot quicker. So thank you for watching, and have a good day.